Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor post. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And a lot of soccer and Zika talk in the first hour. Pretty much what it was. So, hey.
And Jaguar killing.
And Jaguar killing, but that kind of comes from the place of Zika.
Yeah.
So, very Brazilian influence on the first hour of the show. People saying, well, what if, you know, these, like Barry Sanders and guys like that had played soccer? Who knows if they'd have been good at it? And it's a different kind of skill than what they do. Maybe they would have, maybe they wouldn't have.
But there's a reason they're not.
Yeah, I mean, and this...
I'll also point out that, and I'll probably be called a racist for this, and that's okay. The majority of the top-tier athletes in our country come from very urban areas. And... in very urban areas, playing soccer is not cool. Playing basketball is cool. Playing football is cool. Playing baseball is not even really that cool anymore.
And you know what?
Boxing's cool.
That may change over 20 years, but right now...
It's a long way away.
Yeah.
It's a long way away.
My plan to genetically fix the U.S. soccer problem, I've got an even better idea that takes it a step farther. But first, we'll take a phone call. It's either Andrea or Andrea, depending on what... part of,
let's just call her Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre sounds good to me. What's up?
Hey there. How are you guys today?
We're doing well, doctor. We're doing sports.
It's Andrea. And okay. I was calling because I heard y'all talking last hour about stealing babies and genetically modifying a soccer team when you guys barely give any time to hockey, which is one of the four major sports in the country.
Well, hockey's not a major sport.
I mean, most people forget about soccer by the time they get to high school.
Andrea, that's cute. You must not have seen the Stanley Cup ratings. Soccer's no longer the fourth major sport. Hockey's no longer the fourth major sport.
Listen, I love hockey. If we had a team here, we'd talk about it a hell of a lot more. And I probably talk about it as much as anybody. It's one of my favorite sports, but I recognize it. It's just not, other than, even during the Stanley Cup this year. And I think there were some reasons for that ratings-wise, that the schedule was kind of stupid the way they did it. And depending on who you read, the ratings were either really good or really bad, and that's the problem with ratings sometimes. But, I much prefer hockey to soccer. I make no bones about it.
Right.
But... no one is more excited about there being an expansion team in Vegas than me. As much time as we're in Vegas, I'm going to get to see NHL hockey a lot. Stoked about it. Not going to be a huge topic on the show. But genetically engineering these babies. Listen, we've got half the crop we need here. Okay, I'm going to go back to my horse racing background, another sport you guys don't care about. When you're breeding in horse racing, they always say you breed the best of the best and you hope for the best. But the best qualities come from the mares. We've already got the mares. We've got the best female soccer team in the world, right?
Yeah.
So we take Hope Solo and Abby Wambach and Carly Lloyd, and then we go and we steal some breeding material from Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. Maybe Chicharito. I'll throw it just to mix up the bloodlines a little bit. Artificially inseminate. Boom. There you go.
I think they should make love.
Well, maybe, but I don't know that not all of our mares play for the same team. They don't really enjoy that. So that's the way to do it. That's the plan. You guys make that happen. I'm in. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 832 says NHL has better attendance than the NBA. Not sure why that doesn't translate to TV ratings, because it's not a great TV sport.
It's a horrible TV sport.
It is a much better sport in person. There is no question.
I agree with that. When I was in Nashville, I enjoyed going to the games.
They're great to watch in person.
Yeah.
Because you can actually see what's going on. TV, you can't. It's hard to follow the puck. You only see a percentage of the action. But, yeah, I mean, you get in an arena where you can actually see the plays develop and see what's going on the ice. It makes a huge difference. But, I mean, yeah, they do very well in attendance. But I think for the most part, you know, TV ratings, it's also a regional sport, man. Even though you're trying to get into markets like Florida, which I think is stupid, and Carolina, I think they should have one here where there's at least people from the Midwest. But it's still a very regional sport.
Even
when the Kings win, it doesn't get California. I mean, they're big right now, but it's like anything else.
The Midwest and the Northeast are the only parts of this country where there's, like, you know, kids grow up playing hockey.
Right.
You know, people all over the world play soccer. People all over the world play basketball, baseball.
Well, you'll never guess, though. This is just kind of an aside. The guy who's going to be the number one pick, you know where he's from?
Where's he from?
Scottsdale, Arizona.
All right.
And his mother's Mexican, and he's going to be the number one pick in the NHL draft.
He's going to your team?
He is going to my team, and he's going to be a badass. You heard it here first. 713-780-ESPN. See, now people are giving me suggestions for players that we can use in this mating thing. So,
are looks a concern?
No. We just care about their ability to play.
But if you're trying to create a real star, doesn't it help when they're good looking?
No, remember,
like, that's why David Beckham was such a huge megastar.
Yeah.
Ronaldo's such a huge megastar because he's also handsome.
We should breed Beckham, too. We should.
Just saying.
That way we get a handsome one. We have to breed him to the best-looking player, though.
Let's breed him to Cristiano Ronaldo.
See, I don't think that's physically possible.
When is science going to catch up with that?
I don't know, man. We need to figure this out. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I have no idea how we got onto the genetic breeding of soccer players. But hey, man, that's what the Soviets did all those years, right? In East Germany?
Yeah.
Remember, they used to win everything in the Olympics? I think we need to get with the program. Oh, well. Let's try a couple calls. Adrian, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's up, man? Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, so, first of all, yeah, you definitely need to breed Chicharito with, like, Carly Lloyd and, you know, get a nice little mix going on there. But also, I wanted to say, you guys are talking about, like, soccer and how it's not as popular. But remember, you guys are talking from a Caucasian perspective. And Houston, man, we're a minority, like, land community, not just land.
Wait, Adrian, let me cut you off first, because you're putting words in our mouth by saying soccer is not as popular. This is your being defensive.
Wildly popular.
Yes, you're being defensive soccer fan now by calling and saying that, because neither one of us said that.
But if you're saying that I don't like soccer because I'm white, then that proves my point that...
No, that's not what I said.
Well, you said because we're Caucasian. We're coming from a Caucasian point of view is exactly what you said.
No, you're talking about soccer from a Caucasian point of view, like, it's a cultural thing mostly than a sports thing. See what I'm saying?
Well, that's why the NFL is the most popular game here, because...
Yeah, and I agree with that. But what I'm saying is that in cities like Houston, Seattle, California, Chicago, I mean, it's coming up. And the Latin American community, it's more than a sport. It's more than just a game. It's a culture, you know? So maybe that's why it hasn't infiltrated the American culture like it should. But we're not. We're a minority now, but as it comes up and we come up with more people, more Latin American in the U.S., it's not going to be just a game. It's going to become more of a culture in the U.S.
Okay.
Not if Donald Trump has anything to say about it.
Yeah, what's that, walls up? You can forget that. You can forget your soccer culture. Listen, no, Adrian, I get it, man, and I get it what it is to you guys. That's fine, but you're being defensive soccer guy, trying to get us to understand why it's so important to you. Well, you know, I get it. but it's not going to be important to us. It's and you're not going to win over guys like me. There's no point. I just told you how to do it. Go create the best soccer player in the world. Make him American. That'll do it. That'll get people. Otherwise, you know, be happy that you love it. Be happy that it's a big deal that it's here. You don't have to care whether or not we're into it or not. So, Rob said,
"How does he know we're white?"
Yeah, I'm only half white, so I don't really appreciate that. But apparently, my people suck at soccer too. So, you said Americans would watch. We had the best player. That's why I'm going tonight to watch the best in the world. Yeah, but he's not American. You want to get Americans involved? Just saying.
You know what we were talking about? Breeding with the hottest female soccer player, U.S. soccer player. I think. I don't know if it's like consensus, but near the top of the list for sure is Hope Solo. And then the chances are you're going to have a crazy one.
Well, that's okay. I'm all right with crazy. I mean, let's face it. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. And plus, I've seen Hope Solo naked when those photos were leaked. I think that would be a good mix. So, all right. We have a stable of mares. Just saying, if we start the breeding shed, we're good. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We got a bunch of people who want to weigh in on stuff. Let's blast through a couple calls here real quick. Travis, you're on The Blitz. Go.
Hey, fellow sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, I was just going to go off of, I'm talking about some hockey, and go off what that lady was talking about earlier, how it's not popular anymore. And it's just because they sissified it like they have almost every other sport.
Because like, they don't let them fight anymore?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't even, like, I'm just saying that that's what made it popular to outside viewers. And then once they took that away, they lost, now they only have their small demographic of people who actually like hockey.
See, I kind of disagree with that. I mean, I know a lot of people are saying that, but the truth is it's a more exciting game now because you don't have guys that are just out there to punch. You actually have skilled players out there instead. But But it was never that popular. It was never as popular as baseball and football. For a time, it might have been as popular as the NBA, but that's grown. I don't think that's why. I think it's been poorly run. I think they have the worst commissioner in all of sports, and some of the places they've expanded to have been stupid. Some of their TV deals have been stupid. I think all that's contributed, but you know, I think the people who love it, go to Chicago, man. It's a fantastic hockey market. So let's try, soccer Bilal. Ronaldo is more feminine than most women, so you could breed him with Beckham. I think that's the way to go. Let's try Mike. What's up, Mike?
Sports, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
We're doing sports.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Copa and kind of how I got into it. So I think I would probably in your target demographic of, you know, mid-40s white guy that grew up on football, baseball, and basketball. But what changed it for me is having a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old that have started getting from rec soccer into competitive soccer. And just the sheer amount of highlights on YouTube and the amount that a 9-year-old can watch and try and show you about the awesome goals and footwork and skills, it's made me appreciate the skills a little bit more. I don't claim to know a lot about it, but I can at least appreciate the athletes. And I think the point that was made earlier in that 4 o'clock hour, just talking about seeing Messi at his prime is like seeing, you know, LeBron James or Mike Trout or Tom Brady or whoever, because it is in a competitive tournament and he's trying to cement his legacy by bringing a major title to Argentina, which he hasn't done. So it's going to be, you know, Messi on level 10 as opposed to a friendly one. It's kind of like a glorified practice. So that's why I'm excited. The other good thing about tickets is on StubHub, the tickets have dropped. People are still holding them. So I got some tickets that were like 200 yesterday for about 130. So ticket prices are going down. So check StubHub and get some resale things. You can get a bargain right now. So I'm excited to see what Team USA can do. I don't expect them to win, but I hope it's competitive, and I hope they win like 2-1 and Messi scores a goal. That'd be a good outcome for me and my boys. So,
can I ask you this, Fred?
Yeah,
you know how Mexico basically got assaulted in their last game,
old country way.
Yeah, if the U.S. got it like that, would that set us back?
I just think people would turn the channel; they wouldn't care. After tonight, I don't think a lot of people are going to watch the third place game when they lose. I think people are interested because, the U.S. got this far. It's a big deal. They're taking on Messi, and then click.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Let's try Sean. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, hey, so I was thinking here on the designer baby, thinking more about it here. I think you'd definitely go with, like, a dual nationality, because even if you took, like, our two best superstar athletic athlete pretty much in the U.S., if that child was raised in the U.S., it would not develop to become the best player in the world. There's no way.
Yes, it would, because in my plan, after we breed these things, it's going to be like a farm. They don't go to school. All they do is play soccer. That's it. We're going to raise them Russian style.
But I do think there's something to, like, you know, most of the best baseball players over the last 20 years have come from these countries where they're like, we played baseball. We didn't have bats, so we played with broomsticks. We didn't have shoes. Like, I want our soccer kid to go, I want him to go live somewhere where he doesn't have shoes.
All right, fine. They'll play without shoes. They'll play with toilet paper rolls instead of soccer balls. We won't feed them for a month either.
Thinking more like sort of roundish shaped rocks.
Okay,
to toughen his
there
feet.
There you go. No, we're gonna put them in an environment. And here's what we're gonna do: we're gonna get scientists to study all of the best players and how they grew up exactly, and the kind of training they went through. And then that's what we're gonna put on these kids. And they're never gonna have any life outside of soccer. I think this is the American way. I like this. This is a great plan.
All right,
Eric, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Y'all sound like Jimmy the Greek from the NFL Today on CBS.
In okay. What sense? Isn't he dead?
I don't know, is he?
Yeah, he's so dead. Kind of hard to sound like him.
I remember when he said that about the engineering about the slaves, how the masters would breed the alpha slave with the alpha female slave, and he got in trouble for that.
No. Well, maybe we'll get in trouble.
I have no idea. No idea what you're talking about. That's from 30 years ago.
We're talking about creating a super baby, okay? Yeah,
super soccer baby. What the hell? So, try to get people a good idea.
Oh, well.
Somebody says your kid's soccer idea sounds like the beginning of a horror story. Todd Marinovich thinks this is a bad idea. They're probably already implementing the baby sports farm in China. I'm sure they are.
Oh, yeah. They're ahead of us on that.
Yeah. Well, enough of this nonsense. We'll talk to Jerome Solomon here in a few minutes. I don't know how we got on this kind of stuff. Just because I thought it was funny. But apparently not. I do have an NFL thing for you real quickly. Do you see? It's always the unnamed NFL assistant.
Yeah.
You see what the unnamed NFL assistant said about Kirk Cousins?
No.
That he could be better than Andrew Luck.
Mm.
Well, if you're talking about last year.
Last year he was better than Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Okay. Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, it's kind of easy to bash on Andrew Luck right now. He's coming off a bad season. And you know, Kirk Cousins is coming off a half season where he looked really, really good.
I'm just not, I don't know. I'm not sold that Kirk Cousins is as good as what we saw. I'm not sure that Andrew Luck was as bad as what we saw last year. I just need to know more.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Blocked four more numbers off the text line today. I haven't mentioned any of them, just blocked them.
Good for you.
Dwight Howard is opting out of his contract. That is the most non-newsworthy news of the day.
We assumed that would happen.
He's gone. Goodbye. The other thing that's out there, which makes no sense to me, is the Warriors talking about who they're going to pursue, and obviously Kevin Durant's on their list. But Dirk Nowitzki? Why would Dirk leave Dallas for any reason?
Dirk won't leave Dallas.
Yeah, I saw that name, and I'm like, of all the guys who I know want to finish their career at a place, I can't see any way Dirk leaves Dallas for there.
I'm going to go with about 1% chance he leaves Dallas for anywhere.
Yeah, but I guess that's what you do when you're the Warriors. Just like, oh, I want this guy.
Yeah. Well, and hey, man, you're the hot commodity right now.
Yeah, and I think there's
they're going to build those guys a new stadium. I mean, they're obviously their core of three is there for the foreseeable future.
I think they've got at least a 3 or 4 more year window here. So,
I mean, if I were an NBA player, or if I was a free agent, and they were interested in me, I'd damn sure be interested in them. But it just seems unlikely that Dirk would.
Yeah, I know he opted out, but I think he's going to get another deal with them. Because he opted out of a deal where he took way under market value so they could sign Chandler Parsons. How'd that work out?
Not so well.
Yeah. 713 says these
days. Now they need Chandler Parsons to do that same thing and let them sign a good player.
713 says these days you just can't make a joke without the PC police trying to call you racist, misogynist, etc. I thought the super baby stuff was hilarious.
That's okay. Like I said, maybe we'll get in trouble.
Yeah, no, we're not getting in trouble. And they're not even the same thing based on what I'm reading about what the guy said. So nice try, phone call. That actually is kind of leading into my hey man bleep that. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Jerome Solomon up next. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Behold the King. The King of Kings.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I'm sure we'll get rid of the nonsense now because joining us now, as he does every week, Houston Chronicle columnist Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. What's up, buddy? How's it going today?
Hold up. I thought that was my role, to bring the nonsense.
We've been talking. Man, we've been talking about breeding soccer babies, so, you know.
Breeding soccer babies. That's just, I'm glad I wasn't listening. That's disgusting. That's sick and disgusting. And as I watch my girl swim around the pool, and I'm thinking, you know, Simone Manuel is one of the fastest swimmers on the planet. My little sister's out here. They can do that. Like, you know, I make them start swimming these laps.
Well, we're trying to improve the men's soccer team, so we need them for breeding purposes in a few years.
On a serious note, and I've argued with people about this for ever and ever and ever, it's not happening anytime soon. And it's not, I'm not just dissing American soccer, and it's not anything, you know. Listen, until the best athlete at your high school, pick a high school, is on the soccer team, U.S. soccer will not be that great. And that's not the case at darn near any high school, worth a darn anyway, for sure, but almost anyway in the country. It's just, that's just not the case. It's that there are guys out there, and forget all of the ridiculousness about, oh, if LeBron James played soccer, he'd be the greatest goalie we've ever seen. Forget that. He's a great basketball player. He's one of the top 10 all time. No, that's not even important. There are guys out there who are run four threes who are bad college football players who are will never make an NFL roster, who would be outstanding soccer players, the fastest on the planet. But they never played soccer because soccer doesn't hold that kind of a pedestal in sports in America. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. And until that changes, we won't see it. It's pretty simple.
So are you going out there to write on that tonight, or do you get a real assignment?
No, every time I go out there and write on, they get mad at me, and Glenn Davis cusses me out, and, you know.
Well, Glenn does that on the air. That's nothing new. I wouldn't worry about that. So
we have those moments. I love soccer, you know, like generally speaking, relatively, pretty much for the most part, give or take a little, on the highest level, you know. And U.S. soccer is not on the highest level. They're not good. They suck. They win a little bit every now and then because the sport is one of those where you can get away with some. But please, we're America. If we're not dominating something, we're not good at it. And we're not even close to dominating soccer, which means we're not good.
Well, one thing that Americans are pretty good at is basketball. A really good game 7 the other night. Your thoughts on LeBron and the Cavs coming back to win that series?
It was great. I mean, and you know me, I'm one of those like, what is everybody so excited about kind of person. But as I tweeted out in the final 4 minutes of the game, and I was like, why am I standing up? I was literally standing there watching you by myself at my house on TV, standing up like, what the heck? I have no dog in the race. Don't care really much of who wins it. But it was kind of exciting. And it wasn't the greatest of basketball. Fundamentals were out of the window, and it wasn't like they were lighting it up. But it was interesting and exciting and intriguing, especially based on the way the entire NBA playoffs has gone. I'm a big basketball guy. So it was fun. It was enjoyable. And LeBron did more than cement his legacy. I mean, he erased a lot of anything you want to throw out about questions about him. He erases that by what he was able to pull off with this team and with Cleveland. And I've been one of our executive editors at the Chronicle is big on this. Oh, what does a championship mean for a city? Dude, please. Cleveland is a Loserville, period. Has been, and everybody knows it, and everybody from there knows it. Yeah, if you're not a sports fan, fine. You're not directly affected by it. But when you say, I'm from Cleveland, go, oh, that place that can't win, right? It does mean something. I've been to cities on Monday after the Super Bowl, and their team lost. It's depressing. And for LeBron to do that in Cleveland, and I've hung out with players from the Browns who were there on the field at the fumble and the drive. Trust me, it's a big deal. It's pretty impressive to get that done. It just says when I said when, if the Texans ever won a Super Bowl, the entire attitude and, you know, spiritual relevance of the city of Houston would change. That happened in Cleveland, and it's happening this week in Cleveland. It was fun to watch.
Well, Dwight Howard opts out today. Shocker. I think that was we all saw that coming, and I'm guessing there's no way he's back. What do you think is going to happen to the Rockets in this offseason? Because right now they just seem like a complete mess. And other than James Harden, do they have a single player on this roster that is even worth a damn?
I get it, and I understand, and you know, negative sells and people push it, and don't get it wrong. I'm not acting like there's a lot of positive with the Rockets, but will they really be worse than 500 next year? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, so whatever it is that they do, they're going to be better next year than they were this year. Is my guess. Not even my guess. I would bet a whole lot of money they'll be better next year than this year. So, you know, the freaking out over, oh, God, what are we going to do? Dwight Howard was on the team. He didn't give a damn. He'd given up. You know, he played well. I'm not dogging him as, you know, what his contribution, but erase him from the equation you're still a 500 team. What they're going to do, I don't know. I mean, Del Morey will try to bring in free agents. They will adjust things. And obviously the style of play will be dramatically different with a legitimate NBA coach. And people can dog my man all they want, but he can coach and has coached and knows what the heck he's doing versus having a guy who's stepping in the middle of a season and has never done it before. So I'm on the positive side for the Rockets, positive relative to what they were this season.
Well,
that's easy to say.
Well, like, but what gives you confidence in that? Because I mean, they did fire the coach too soon into the season. They promoted a guy who had no chance. They just hired an offensive-minded guy who hasn't had a good season in years.
Yes, they did.
For a team that doesn't play any defense. I'm not so sure they're going to be 500 next year. I don't think they're there. And you look at the teams behind them that are going to be better. I don't see it. I don't have any faith in this group.
I know, and I'm not arguing with you that you should. I'm saying that I'm not arguing with you. I just bet they will be better than 500 because I don't think they were. I don't think they'll be worse. And, you know, I expect the roster to be good enough that they'll be 500 doesn't impress me. I guess that's a better way of putting it. I'm not acting like they'll be good.
No, but I don't think 500 makes the playoffs next year.
We didn't talk about playoffs. I'm just saying 500 is 500.
Well, they at least made the playoffs this year, so that's not as successful a season.
And if I'd said 500 before the season, you'd have said that wouldn't make the playoffs. But it did. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the future will hold for everybody else. The Rockets will be better than 500. They'll have to make a dramatic move to be a 50-win team. I don't really anticipate that happening, but we just don't know. So I'm not going to slam them until I see what they do, and then I go, okay, this is not good enough. This is not, you know, this doesn't work. But I'm not nearly as down on Dan D'Antoni as everybody else is. I mean, he's, you know, he is what he is. But the guy can coach. The guy knows what he's doing. He's been around enough that he can fashion up a team with a couple of good players to win some games. So we'll see. I mean, hit me with that about a month from now, and then I'll say, oh, they didn't do a darn thing.
Well, I won't crush them, but pardon me for being a little skeptical when a team that was awful defensively went out and their biggest offseason moves are hiring Mike D'Antoni and losing Dwight Howard. That doesn't seem like a recipe for getting better.
No, it doesn't today. But you know what? Like I say, hit me a month from now when I see a little bit more what the roster looks like. But the defensive coaches know what they're doing. But it's one of those where I don't want to get into the guessing game because I don't know who's on the team. You know, I can only name about five players who I'm pretty sure will be on the team, and those five players are a 500 team to me. Because here's a better way of putting it, AJ. Erase almost any five players off the team last year other than James Harden. They still about 500.
They're the same team.
Right?
Oh, I don't disagree with that. I see what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying.
They're good and raggedy, so... I think they'll be good and raggedy next year unless something happens to make them better than that.
Yeah.
I don't think anything can really happen to make them a lot worse.
I'm with you. I think as long as James Harden's here, I mean, what you did last year is about the baseline.
Yeah.
I don't see them getting a free agent that's going to make them dramatically better, and I don't think that not getting a big-time free agent will make them dramatically worse.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing. But my thing is I'm certainly – you know, I don't follow this nearly as closely as you need to break it down player by player. But hell, if you draft Draymond Green in the 30s, like he was drafted, you got a whole different team. If you don't draft one of the doggone, and that year, in fact, the Rockets drafted three guys instead of Draymond Green, if I'm correct. And including your boy Russ White. Had they drafted Draymond Green in one of those picks, they got a whole different roster. And if you draft, instead of one of the Morris twins, you draft Kawhi Leonard, you got a different team. Granted,
same guys are doing the drafting. So,
right. and in every one of those cases, they made the wrong decision. So why would they make the right choice this year?
And I love how they brag about, ooh, look at the guy we got in the second round. Well, okay. What about the guys you missed on, more importantly? So.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. So, hey, are you heading for Brazil this year or this time around?
No, did not make the cut. We had budget issues.
Good for you.
We're down to, I mean, you were there, so you know, we're down to sending only one person to the Olympics. We sent only one to London, actually, to one writer, and that was me. And this time we're only sending one to Rio, and that was David Barron. But that.
Rio is so wasted on David Barron.
Oh, God.
They're sending David Barron?
Yes. Oh, man.
Well, no, David should have been. If I were making a choice of sending one guy to the Olympics, I would send David Barron, you know, if I wasn't the other guy in the mix.
Oh, no, I love David, and he's great at Olympics, yeah. But Rio, it's totally wasted on him. That would be perfect for you.
You don't think he'll hit Carnival while he's there?
No.
No. How do I put this? It's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Now that you got kids.
Yeah, I don't really mean that. I've been to Rio a few times. Yeah, you know, I've done Rio.
All right.
Lord, have I done Rio.
We're not talking about the stripper.
Yeah.
Ain't no strippers in Rio.
We're talking about the stripper named Rio.
Strippers in Rio.
I'm talking about a stripper named Rio that you probably did at some point.
Oh, why are you going to bring that up? I thought that was between us.
We'll talk to you later, Jerome.
Peace, man.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Dirt Free. If you're using Joe Schmo's carpet cleaning company, your carpets are probably going to be dirtier than you left them by the time they're done, because they're leaving behind a bunch of water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that'll make your family sick. Not Dirt Free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They use powerful engines to create high pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. For over 30 years, Dirt Free has been cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. You name it, they can clean it, guys. Give them a call right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5. They'll do three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281 Dirt Free. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
But you were only car headlights on your way to.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The Copa America Finals are Sunday. Join us at ESPN 97.5's official Copa destination, the Gorgeous Gale. Glenn Davis will host a special broadcast of Soccer Matters from 4 until 6, with surprise guests joining him on site. Come early and stay late to see who will win it all. And the HD show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas tonight at 7. A couple people ask me where I'm going to watch the game tonight. I'll probably go down to that live sports bar that we were at the other night and watch it there for a bit, at least the first half.
I want to address a tweet that we got when Jerome was on.
Yeah.
From Squangel. That championship doesn't happen without Kyrie. I've heard that so many times over the last few days. Let's just do some quick math. And while I agree, they didn't have Kyrie last year. You need somebody,
right. But at its base, that is correct.
Yes.
Without him, I don't think they win the series.
But if you replaced him with another pretty solid number two in the league, it still happens.
Probably so.
Remember this.
But I mean, but if you're saying that to denigrate LeBron.
That's the only way, the reason people are saying it. It's not like there's a lot more LeBron detractors than there are Kyrie Irving champions. Like, oh, Kyrie's the best. No, that's not what it is. It's trying to downgrade what LeBron did. Keep this in mind. Kyrie Irving played for the Cavs without LeBron James. How good were they? LeBron's
good enough to get two more number one picks.
Yeah, LeBron's won championships without Kyrie. Kyrie gets the number one pick without LeBron. So
Twice. Yeah.
So make no mistake, I think, and I like Kyrie Irving. I think he's a very good player. I think he was great in the finals. But while you may be right that championship doesn't happen without Kyrie, they're probably not even in the playoffs without LeBron.
But if you really want to dive into this, you know what else it doesn't happen with? It doesn't happen without LeBron's block on Iguodala. It doesn't happen without Kevin Love's defensive stop on Steph Curry. Every one of those you can pull out as individual things and say this doesn't happen if. And, you know, hey, Irving was great. The 41-point game was fantastic. They got him back in it. But let's not act like he was the star here because, yeah. And we mentioned this yesterday. LeBron led every major statistical category for every player on either team for the seven-game series. That is remarkable. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday, but I'm sure when you guys watched Game of Thrones the other night, did you see the preview that came on right before that for something that is coming to HBO later this year?
I didn't.
This is, Jong, did you see it?
No, I usually don't pay attention to those previews.
Oh, man.
I do remember this, Bill Simmons' stupid show preview. No.
Well, yeah, I ignored that one.
That was majority of it, though.
Well, they also did a preview for a series that is coming later this year, finally, called Westworld.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it.
And if you're an old guy like me, you remember there was a 1973 science fiction movie when I was a kid called Westworld, and this is what it's based on, which would be what it'd be like if robots got out of control at an amusement park. So they had these robot gunfighters basically that started whacking people. And when I was a kid, it was one of the scariest movies ever. So when I found HBO was going to redo it, I got very excited. But then apparently it's been on hold forever. But here's your cast. Anthony Hopkins, Ed Harris, Evan Rachel Wood, James Marsden, Thandi Newton, Jeffrey Wright. Producers include Jonathan Nolan, Lisa Joy, and J.J. Abrams.
A lot of money going into this project.
Yeah, so I have to say, I am extremely excited about the possibility of Westworld. And, you know, there are certain things I don't mind remakes of. If HBO tells me they're going to remake a 1973 horror movie that scared the crap out of me, I'm in. So, very much looking forward to that. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. All right, guys, hopefully you got out this weekend to the 5-Eleven grand opening. You got to see everything they've got going on there. It really is an awesome store, a new store, 5-Eleven Tactical. It's a must-stop spot for all you outdoorsmen out here in Houston. It's the brand 5-Eleven is the authentic and first tactical brand that specializes in outdoor gear from head to toe. They've created superior innovative products to survive in outdoor conditions. These guys are making purpose-built gear for the most demanding missions. It's all the stuff that I wish I would have had when I was in the Army. It would have made my life so much easier, and you can get it now. If you're just looking for everyday weatherproof shirts, you're looking for fitness gear, boots, pants with hidden pockets, if you're a concealed carry guy, gun cases, slings, holsters, knives, they've got a little bit of everything. Go check them out. It's the new 5-Eleven Tactical Store is located at 5870 Westheimer Road. They've got the laser shot simulator in the back that will provide endless hours of fun. They're always doing great giveaways there. Check out the new 5-Eleven Tactical Store today. Tell them AJ sent you. It's 5870 Westheimer Road, Westheimer and Fountain View. That's 5-Eleven, 5-Eleven Tactical.
No bees, no honey, no work, no money in my cubicle where I earn.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.